Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. And as per usual, we're going to start this show off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community.
Okay, and we're back. I'm sending a text message, YouTube exclusive. That's what we do. I get to be a little bit distracted. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, Keith Fadnimmer, all the boys and girls down at Noral for sponsoring the show. I'm going to be late for my meeting. I just figured out, Tanner.
Yeah.
So I'm just texting the guy to be like, hey, listen, I'm going to be late.
How do you know?
Well, because I'm supposed to be there in 30 minutes.
Oh.
And, well, you know.
Yeah.
This show is going to be.
We can make it.
Yeah, 2 minutes long.
Yeah, anyways, that's been the episode. Friday exclusive. Thank you for tuning in.
We took off 2 weeks. Peace out. Yeah. 2 minutes.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, so filming is taking longer than I thought. My autocorrect is brutal sometimes.
You'd think it'd know you by now, hey?
That's right. At 7, I'm not going to say the time. Who knows when we're filming this? I'm going to put 45.
Except you just said the time.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough. Well, there you go. Evening episodes.
Well, didn't say M or PM. Just keep digging your hole.
Yeah, that's right. I've been thinking about this a lot. Like, I love the YouTube exclusive episodes. I think a lot of people like the YouTube exclusive episodes. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking, like, you and me should just start filming our own little podcast. Call something different. Like, Mac City Presents.
We had this discussion and you didn't want it to be Mac City Presents.
Oh, did, yeah. It could just be our own thing. But, like, at the end. Like, everything, or
we'll just still have the So Ballistic.
Maybe. Yeah. So, but that's like, do we call it Greenlight? Do we call it Mac City? I've been thinking about this in regards to, we are like doing a bunch of podcasts moving forward, it seems. Is it Greenlight? Is it Mac City? Who's presenting these podcasts?
Did you just call it Red Light, Green Light?
Red Light, Green Light, yeah. No red lights.
Yeah.
Green lights. So, anyways, I've been thinking about the idea, and all we would do is literally just move that sign.
How long would they be?
Same as regular podcasts, 20 minutes. Maybe we could do an hour.
I was going to say, it depends what the regular podcast is. Yeah. Podcasts go everywhere from, you know, I've seen like 10-minute podcasts all the way up to, 3-4-hour podcasts.
I think if we're going to do it, if we want to do it long and we're going to do it differently, we would need to figure out some kind of format. Like, are we asking questions in there? Do we line something up? Do we just do what we're doing right now and just spitball?
That's obviously the one that we do.
Yeah, just spitballing.
Yeah, because like, that's what
I got another idea. We could spitball, but to get audience engagement, we could get people to send in questions that we have to answer.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of fun.
That would be fun.
I think that's what we do. I think, like, obviously you and me are not formatting anything.
And we are definitely picking and choosing the questions we want to answer.
Well, I think we could like totally go with some of them, unless they're X-rated questions. I would answer most things that the fans would throw in.
I'm an international man of mystery, so I don't know about me.
So it would just be mine?
I'd do some, yeah. But...
Or we could test stuff. People could send us things, and we could be like, well, testing a new
we
product.
We could combine like all of the little podcast ideas we have, so eat things, test things, try things.
That's right.
Go on the road.
That's right.
Right?
Yep.
Vlog, sit down, just make it a catch-all of what we do.
That's right. Yep. Speaking of things that we're not going to do on the show, I ate some hot stuff while I was down in Calgary. Some hot sauce.
Yeah.
It was hot. It was really hot.
That's saying something.
Yep. And I enjoyed it, don't get me wrong, but like, it was hot.
Okay.
And so then I was just like, you know what? I'm never doing hot ones. you know, the show where you eat hot wings and they ask you even hotter questions.
So you would you would pass up that opportunity and that story.
Yep, 100%, 100%. I made the conscious decision while I was eating this hot stuff, because we have somebody in town, a friend of ours, an acquaintance, who wanted to do it on the show, and I was like, no, I wouldn't even do it if Sean Evans was interviewing me. And so then I ate some really hot stuff, and it hurt going down, and it hurt even more coming out, and I was like, yeah, I'm not signing up for this.
That's really disappointing to hear.
Yeah. I'm open to doing a lot of things, but... if I'm being honest, you can't do hot ones unless you're going to make it to the end. And I don't think I'm making it to the end. I don't want to be on that hall of...
Yeah, but it's
that
just...
wall of shame like DJ Khaled.
It's really disappointing. First off, if you can be rated next to DJ Khaled anywhere, I think that you've made it in life. Okay. Regardless if he's
That's
on
it.
A... Regardless if he's on a wall of shame or not.
That, you know what? That line alone convinced me I'll do hot ones now.
Yeah.
That line alone. DJ Khaled is the man.
Yeah, and you're like, you're on there up with him as like, so like everybody finishes hot ones. Nobody remembers every single person, but they remember the three dudes who didn't finish.
All right. I don't know how you do this. For people who don't know, there's only really two people on this planet who consistently convince me to do things and change my mind. And that is my little boy Keegan and Tanner. And they do it so easily. Or I'm like, I'm never doing it. And I'm just like, okay, yeah, you. All right, Sean Evans, give me a shout. I want to do hot ones. I'm back.
Yeah.
I'm back.
In that quick 3-minute spiral, you went from never again to I'm doing it.
I don't know how you and Keegan do it.
Pure logic.
Keegan nailed me so good in Calgary. He was just like, he was putting in work, convinced me to do things I didn't want to do.
Was he putting in work, or was he working you?
He was putting in work. One time he wanted me to go throw the ball outside with him.
Yeah.
And I was just like, Keegan, man, we threw the ball for like 2 hours yesterday. Like, I'm not exaggerating. Like, it was 2 hours throwing the ball. And we threw the ball again in the day, that morning. And so my arm was just getting a little bit, you know, sore. I haven't thrown a baseball in that long. And he came in the evening. He's like, Dad, let's go play ball. I was like, no, I don't want to. He's like, come on, Dad. I was like, no, I don't want to. Come on, Dad. I don't want to. Dad, come on. And he literally put in 8 to 9 minutes of like, yeah, you do. Come on. Let's do this. Come on. I was like, don't say it again. Come on. And he just work. And I just got to the point. I was like, let's go throw the ball. I was like, knew it. He knew. He's like, I'm gonna break this guy.
Yeah.
I'm just going to break this guy. Because I had no really good reason.
Yeah.
You know? So he broke me.
It's definitely not a hard task.
No. But that was putting in work.
Yeah.
That task in itself. And I've been holding on to that story just for you. Because more often than not, both of you get me within like a 1 to 2 minute time frame. And then...
Yeah.
Yeah.
10 minutes is work for sure.
That's right.
I think the most work I've ever put in was probably 15 to 20.
Yeah.
And that was just to get you to go to a rave.
That's right. Yeah. And it was good times. I'm glad you did.
Yeah. Worth the work.
Worth the work.
Yeah.
We got another one coming up.
We do.
We're throwing it.
Yes, we are.
It's going to be fun. It seems this one... Like, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but this one I...
It has more energy behind it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's two ways this thing's going. One, there's less people than there was before.
Yeah.
The first one, there's less.
Yeah.
The other option, or the other thing that may transpire, is there is way more people than we estimated showing up to this thing, and it's going to be a problem.
I'm thinking... If, like, I had to back an answer, it would be the second one.
Yeah.
Because I think both of us have gone a little off the rails on the invites.
Yeah.
Like, just excited about it.
Yeah.
And we mean every single one of them.
Yeah.
But I don't think that any of them have the idea of what it really is in their head.
That's right.
Like I think some people, like, I invited one guy, he thought it was going to be, like, 100 to 200 people.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no. And then, like, other people, you know, they think, oh, it's probably just going to be some dude in his house with his friend. And you're like, well, not that either.
I'm telling everybody, oh, you know, it's small, 15 people tops. And then I'm just like,
I've told 45 people that there is going to be 20 people here.
Oh, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. I'm looking forward to whatever takes place.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be fun.
Good or bad.
Yeah.
And then there's a little bit of a pre-gaming going on, too. We can't say names.
Yeah.
But on Friday, it looks like we're going to be doing a soft opening with a very special VIP.
Yeah, the road to the office party.
Yeah, so...
And
if anybody's watching, they are watching this, just seeing it before that happens. Friday, if you see us, yeah.
Yeah, and...
soft opening.
And our VIP will get to be here for setup.
That's right. Yep. So,
yeah.
Didn't know it was going to turn into that, but you know, when you have VIPs and they can't make the main function, you need to...
Oh, I'm so choked. All of our VIPs that we, like, originally had...
Yeah.
None of them could make it.
I know.
We had to find a whole new group.
Yeah, but this guy, he was the VIP.
Oh. Yeah, as soon as this guy was brought up, both of us were just like, that's
it. Yeah, and he's like, I can only do Friday, and I can't even do Friday night.
Yeah.
We got to start Friday late afternoon.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah,
you say so. Whatever it takes to get you here.
For real.
Yeah. So
I enjoy having like people and making them feel special.
That's right. Here, pass me two of those. Pass me the Jordan and pass me the MTV. Please and thank you.
Hold on. I just made
the screen black. There we go. All right. So Tanner gave me these two awesome stickers. One is MTV. The other one is his Airness Michael Jordan. Now, I think you gave me these stickers maybe, what, 2-3 days ago?
Yeah.
And I have been racking my brain on where I'm going to put these.
Yeah.
Because wherever I put it or put these, I want it to be there forever.
Yeah.
So I'm just like...
Now, are you trying to find a spot like that you see it all the time or that it's just always there in your possession?
I want it to be always there in my possession, and I want to see it regularly. I don't need to see it every day.
Well.
So I was thinking, I'll tell you where I was thinking initially.
Okay.
I was going to put it on my iPad.
Yeah.
Because I use that every single day. But that iPad now is 7 years old.
Yeah.
And like.
Ugh, yeah, you'd be pretty choked.
Might have to get rid of that in like a few months, for goodness sakes.
Well, what about a bathroom mirror?
No.
Like top right corner of a bath? No?
No. Because like, well, for one. Okay, go.
Wall your closet?
Well, we could do wall in my closet. That's not a bad idea. I was also thinking like my treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
Like I do work like.
Okay? Yeah.
But then I was like, my treadmill. Dude, I bought my treadmill when I was 23 years old.
Wow.
And I run on it all the time and it's still going. So big shout out to that treadmill company. They made a good product.
Yes.
And so I was like, no, I can't put it on my treadmill. And I was thinking, like, we could put it on somewhere on set, but, you know, set's already changed once.
Yeah.
And I don't want to put it on an office wall because office has changed too.
100%.
So I'm just like, man. Then what I was thinking, I was like, I could put it on the back of one of those pictures that, like, I'm never going to get rid of.
Yeah.
But then it's on the back.
Yeah. And then you don't get to see it as often.
It's a struggle. I like your idea with the closet wall. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. That's something where you're in quite often,
yeah.
But not every day.
That's right. The mirror, not going to happen.
Yeah, just because you're sharing it?
Yeah. And then, like, yeah, not happening. And potentially because of the moisture, like, it could damage and fade and, you know. But
yeah.
Closet's a good idea.
Yeah, then it's out of sunlight, too.
Yeah, closet's a good idea. Oh, I like that one. I was also thinking, you know where I could put it?
Where?
In my gym. I have a mirror in the gym. I could put it on the gym mirror.
Yeah. Also, your garage video game TV.
Listen, bro. That would be an epic idea, but that TV as well.
You're running.
That TV is almost, 30-plus years old now? Like, that's one of those old big screen. You've seen the TV. Yeah. Like, who knows how many years that bad boy has left on it.
Probably more than your TV inside your house.
Facts.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't make them like they used to.
No, fact.
Yeah.
It's because, well, and you know what, though? Personally, I'll take the TV, cheap TV every few years that weighs 3 pounds versus the monster brick TV that, you know, basically dies where it lies.
That's right. Man, that TV is literally one, two, three. This is the third move.
Yeah.
Same thing with the treadmill. The treadmill's moved three times, and I was like, man, these things were built to last.
Yeah, they outlast.
To say the least.
Yeah, they outlast your time in the house.
That's right. And see, that's why I'm like, that closet's not a great idea, because I don't know how long I'll live in a closet for.
Well, you probably won't live in the closet at all.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know, unless you're in those coveralls.
Shots fired, those fired. The coveralls are sweet, but yeah, you're right. But the mirror, I've had three gyms now, and I've taken that mirror with me on all of them. So that mirror is probably
the best bet.
That's the best bet. Okay, we figured it out. It's going on the mirror. Nice. And I'm in the gym regularly enough.
Are you doing both on the mirror?
Yep.
Nice.
Yep. And that's what's going to happen now.
You're going to start putting like...
stickers are collected.
They'll go on the gym mirror.
Yep. But only...
Yeah, you're selective.
The VIP of stickers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these two, definitely. Like those two there, like the Elmo and the Panda, they don't make the mirror.
No.
I can put them on the TV. I can put them on a secondary item.
Yeah.
But
the iPad or something like that.
That's right. That's right.
That's like, I respect that. Yep.
Yep.
That's like me with my stickers. I try to keep them,
yeah,
you know, all visible and on something that I hope to have for a while.
That's right. I was choked. I had that fridge in my old house. It was a fridge from literally like 1982. Horrible fridge, but it was what you needed for like a garage fridge.
Yeah.
And when I sold my house, it was one of the items that was into condition that like went with the house. And I'm like, really? Really? And I had easily 5 years of Epic stickers put on. There was one sticker that, like, we cut for the fridge,
yeah,
and the freezer. So, like, it just, a lot of effort was put into that fridge and the sticker game on it. And then the homeowner's like, no, we're taking the fridge, too. I'm like, man, how about I buy you a new beer fridge? And I, like, take that one, but.
Did you offer that?
No.
Nah?
No.
Darn.
I know. I left there was a few, like, good items there. My hot tub I had to leave there. It was a hard one to part with. And then I had like an old school Sony TV, Sony Vega 30-inch flat screen. This is like the original flat screen of flat screens.
Yeah, the ones that were not flat.
Yeah. Oh, no. Like the TV wasn't flat. The screen was flat.
Yeah.
But they still had the
big old backing.
That's
on
right.
It.
And that funny story on that one. Not funny. Cost me about $300-500. So I put it in the back of the 4Runner.
Yeah.
And GP is just like, yeah, you're going to want to put that on the face, like screen down.
Yeah.
And I was just like, nah, it's all good. This thing weighs a ton. He's just like, whatever. Good luck then. I was like, yeah, okay. Drive down the block. Accelerate.
Smash.
Back window 4Runner out. He literally was on the driveway just looking yep. like, told you.
Watching and waiting, knowing it was coming.
Yeah. It was a cool sound, though, I have to admit. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, the glass was, the glass shattered into, like, a million little small pieces. It was, I don't know what you call that glass.
Tempered
glass. So, anyways, that free TV cost me a few $100.
Oh, rough.
Yep. What's going on? Which one's out? That's out?
Yours is out, but that's okay. I have a battery for it.
Okay. So now we're going wide?
I switch.
I love the wide angle. I have to be honest. It's my favorite angle.
You want me to stay on it then?
You can stay on it. I think it's a good one because it catches everything. Like it gets the red, it gets the green. We might have some new artwork coming in.
Yeah.
I showed you the artwork.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think? Do you think it would go with the set?
Absolutely.
I think it really would.
Yeah.
I think it really would.
Yeah.
So we might have some new sponsors coming on with the show too.
Yeah. Tanner's first raise.
Yeah.
Well, second, but
yeah.
First.
Yeah. So.
Exciting.
Yeah. The first one came so quick. Hey, yeah. Here's an extra X amount of dollars.
Literally, like, I look at my, I only got paid what I originally got paid for 1 month.
Yeah.
And then it was like the next month. And it was like, you're like, yeah, you can expect more of these in the future. Just
pause.
Yeah, for real. I was like, yeah, but, like, that pause was hard work.
Yeah.
Like, I had to get you to pause.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, come on, listen, dude. I've been here for 2 months. You've already given me a raise. You got to slow down here.
Even last time you talked to Jay, you're just like, hey, about the money. Jay's like, don't worry about that money, bro.
No, he brought it up to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he came to me and was like, dude, you got to stop saying you don't want money.
Yeah.
And it's like, Jay, here's the entire logic behind me not wanting money.
Yeah.
And you just saw it in his eyes.
Yeah.
He was like, I hate every part of this because, like, those are good reasons.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's a good reason to pay me less. I'm just like,
I got you. You gotta listen. He's like, fine.
We talked about it the following day, and he's just like, raises some good points.
Yeah. Like, I know who you guys are and how it would go. And
raises some good points. Yeah. Well, you know.
You're like, yeah, I've been having this argument with him since he started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was.
But that'll be exciting to have a new sponsor in rotation.
That's right. So we'll see how it goes. It's not official. Like, I don't mind talking about things that aren't official.
Me either.
Like,
it's called dreaming.
That's right.
More people need to try it.
That's right. So might have some new sponsors coming on. Might have some new artwork for the set. We'll see how it goes. I'm excited about this rave, though, man. I'm borderline distracted. I'm so excited about it.
Me too. One of the DJs and his friend are coming up tomorrow. They'll be here in, like, less than 24 hours.
Yeah.
And so, like, everything starts, in less than 24 hours.
We need to think of a new word, though. Like, I call it bangers. Maybe bangers is the word. But, like, these aren't raves.
No.
They're not raves, man.
No.
They're underground, above ground, but...
Yeah.
It's more than just... Yeah,
it's like a community gathering.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what to call it. We've got to work on it, especially because it's our thing too.
Yeah.
You know, like, we got to come up with a better name for them.
Mac City Mixers.
Mac City Mixers. Hey, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah. people would not expect.
Yeah.
Whatever happens.
That's right.
You know, it's just a mixer.
Yeah.
Like, you show up and it's like, what's mixing here? And you're like, music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the demographic of people that are showing up here.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be hilarious if somebody came, like, thought it was a real mixer dressed all
nice,
fancy. And you're just like, what the hell did I get myself into?
And I think that the mix of people that we're going to have here is going to be very dynamic, too.
Very dynamic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be like an above all ages group.
Yeah. And that's what happened last time, too. The crowd that ended up showing up was very eclectic.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say that they all were like, oh, yeah, these people make sense to be hanging out together. It's like, nope.
And I think it's going to be even more of that this time.
Yeah.
But I think, like, the more that you mix up the group,
oh, the better.
The better.
The better.
Because, like, then nobody has anybody to, like, rely on.
That's right.
You know, and you have to sort of mix it up and talk to new people.
That's right.
Do that kind of stuff. So it's exciting.
And that's what the show's about. The show is so different. Everybody comes on the show. It doesn't matter if you're a politician, a small business owner, just a dude off the street.
Yeah, a wrestling fan.
Wrestling fan. Like, anybody comes on here. So I feel our mixers should kind of represent what the show's about.
Yeah, reflect that.
Yeah.
And I think they do very well.
Yeah.
And, like, the fact that we, this time we'll have a local DJ and a DJ new to Fort McMurray.
That's right.
Yeah. He is, he's never been past Edmonton.
I know.
I'm kind of super jealous of, like, that journey.
Yeah.
Of being able to just, like, get on the bus and, like, not know at all where you're going.
It's a far bus ride, too. I was going to ask, how's he getting up here?
Yeah, he's bussing it.
Okay.
Yeah, and so, like, he's going to just, like, the trip to Edmonton will be semi-familiar because he's come up before, right?
That's right. But he had somebody driving him before.
Yeah.
What bus company is he taking, right? Or Greyhound doesn't exist anymore.
No, Coldshot.
Coldshot, okay.
Yeah. And so, and they leave tomorrow at, like, 6:30.
Yeah, he's bringing, like, a bit of an entourage with him.
Just one guy.
That's an entourage, bro.
Yeah, 100%. Well, and that's, like, a committed entourage to go...
Yeah.
That far.
That's right.
To come see your friend play, right?
That's right. That's right.
And it's very exciting. And I would, like, you know, imagine, like, because we love our community so much and we know what it's like. And You know, we know that as soon as you see a ton of trees, you're 2 hours away from home and, like, all this stuff. But imagine, like, you know, them for the first time never being in the Borealis forest. That's right. Really.
I have a question.
I have an answer.
Did you invite our tattoo artist?
Yeah. She couldn't come. I know. I know.
What do we need to do to make that happen? Like, not for this Saturday, obviously.
Like, what are you saying? Like, how, like, what's a guaranteed way to get
her and her entourage up here?
Pay. Money. Money's the answer to all.
Just bus fare?
I don't know that. I know they have their own vehicles, but I don't know how.
Gas money?
Yeah, I don't know, like, but I don't know how their vehicles are for highway and stuff. So,
is this a $200 problem to solve? No, gas is expensive. No.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're probably looking at, like, I would say it's probably, like, a $400 problem to solve. Saying, but, like, saying that they leave and come back, right? Like, because I know they have work on Monday, like, our tattoo artist works early morning.
So. Okay, so at this upcoming event, we are having a tip jar.
Yeah.
We don't charge.
Yeah.
But hey, if you feel like tipping, tip. And we've already had some individuals saying, like, hey, yeah, we'll do that. Some people went out of their way to say, hey, I'm giving you money.
Yeah, we really appreciate those people.
So how about that fund turns into a fund for them getting up here?
It could. It could for sure.
And then whatever we don't make, we could recoup.
Yeah. And
like, we could subsidize, I should say.
Yeah. The other thing that I want to get is a light. Like, I want to get a legit light. I've been looking into lights.
That's right.
But we can do both. Like, the light I want isn't expensive.
But so if you sent a message today and said, seems like a $300 problem to solve.
Yeah.
I'll transfer you the money.
I'll make a call when we're done here then.
Yeah. We'll talk this out, you and I, a little bit more when this camera is off.
Yeah, 100%.
That'd be epic.
That would be epic. That would be epic.
Could you imagine?
Oh, dude, it would be the best.
Once again, this is why we can't call these things raves. When you bring in tattoo artists, not to tattoo.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're not getting in trouble here. For everybody who knows this person,
she
brings the party.
Yeah.
We're just saying she's a tattoo artist.
She's my twin.
I'm going on record to say that we are not saying people are getting tattooed at this Max City Mixer.
No, we just
going on record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the tattoo artist is my twin.
That's right. And
like, the two of us together would throw absolute banger. Mm-hmm. So I'll give them a call a Rooney and see what they say.
Yeah.
Because you bring one, you bring two, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't there entourage three?
No, the
she's
Edmonton.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey. You can pick up stragglers on the way.
I guess so. Yeah.
You're driving in a line, you might as well just like car fits five.
Wow, not all cars.
Not Ruby.
Yeah.
Ruby doesn't, like, in your case.
Yeah, one and a half. Yeah.
Ruby only fits one. Oh, it's so nice to drive Ruby, though. That's why I need this vehicle.
Yeah.
This vehicle needs to hurry up so I can come actually pick you up in a nice car.
And you'll winter drive that, hey?
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, when I say pick you up in a nice car, big shout out to Narelle Toyota. I can't say what new vehicle I got because it would ruin the episodes that we have airing probably next week. But got a new whip.
Yep.
You can fit in the new whip.
I can.
Yep.
I can fit in most new vehicles.
Yeah.
Your midget is just not new.
Not going to lie. Fun part about owning an MG midget is you can still say that word.
Yep. What word?
Midget. Because it's an MG midget.
Well, and in reality, if you're brave enough, you can say any word you want.
Facts. But
and they will respect you.
So Yeah, man, the MG Midget is such a nice vehicle. It, like, I can't. I'm smiling right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's just.
Ruby's a sweetheart.
Yep, she is. So, all right, we got to wrap it up now.
All right,
because I got to go to this appointment, and I know you and me are going to talk after this camera goes off. So, we put a good 27 minutes in on it.
No, 30.
30. Had to make up, and sorry, not sorry, we didn't have two episodes there. We tried our best. It wasn't for lack of effort.
It wasn't for lack of any effort.
That's right. We put in effort, and then, you know, between travel and technical difficulties, there wasn't an episode.
No.
So, but we tried. And then, yeah, it is what it is. But so
we're worth the wait, so.
There you go. So anyways, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, thank you very much for tuning in to another episode, YouTube exclusive, myself and Tanner. You guys were definitely part of the brainstorming. So comment in the sections below if you think any of the these ideas are worth going forward. The one that is going forward, I think we're going to call it Max City Mixers.
Okay.
I think you nailed it on that one. But you know what?
We'll see.
It's up for discussion.
Yeah.
Hopefully you guys are all having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.